Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 11th. Is blood thicker than water? From Jeremiah chapter 20. Poor Jeremiah. It's one thing to have the politicians and national leadership against you. It's altogether disheartening for members of your own family to come against you with the cops just for speaking the truth. Remember that Jeremiah is a priest, born and raised in the village of Anathoth, a wholly owned settlement for the descendants of Aaron on the outskirts of Jerusalem. Pasher, son of Immer, is a cousin of his who has a high position in the temple administration, a very big enterprise, both religious and secular. Pasher uses his clout to try and destroy this very pesky relative who keeps saying negative and intolerant things about Pasher and his friends. How dare he? Why is it that members of your own family are most often the toughest critics you'll ever face? Is it because they think they know everything about you and that you couldn't possibly have something special to offer? Maybe it's jealousy. Maybe it's pecking order. Maybe it's unbelief that God would give something special to one and not the whole, since we seem to be stuck on the idea that fairness equals the exact same treatment. In Jeremiah's case, his relatives refused to believe that he would have a special call from God to say such devastating things about his own family, that they are corrupt, idolatrous, greedy, lazy swindlers of the national life, that they had led Judah farther away from God instead of bringing the people back to the one true God. Jesus said a prophet is without honor in his own hometown. We could probably narrow that down to in his own home. Some of you have experienced the sting of that truth. So be like Jeremiah in chapter 20, verses 7 to 10. Don't hold back, even when the slugs have their way for a while. God and his time are your vindication. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.